for me. We ought to be a thankful people. We ought to be a thankful people. God has been so good to us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always, always, always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for your love. Help us again, Lord, to be thankful in all things. We'll thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Bob Jones Sr. said this. He said, when gratitude dies on the altar of man's heart, he is well nigh gone. We ought to be a thankful people. And when we're not, we die on the inside. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. Look at Romans chapter 1. I'm going to turn over to Romans chapter 1. As you think about this passage, we use this passage for so many things, especially with the certain morality going on today. But look at what it says here. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, talking about those who deny the invisible things, deny the attributes of God and the creation, that God created all things and those things which are clearly seen there in verses 19 and 20, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. What does it say? Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which was against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men and men, working that which is unseemly. And by the way, the Bible makes pretty clear that it's that homosexuality is a sin. I just read the scripture. Don't even have to interpret it. Don't even have to, anyway. And receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they didn't want to be accountable to him, God gave them over to reprobate mind and to do those things which are not convenient. I just want to point out, we read all these verses a lot, and especially here in the last year or two, and we like to point out homosexuality is a sin, all these things that are repeated in here, but notice it's attached to being unthankful. Being unthankful. God created all things. God made mankind. God made this great earth that we live on. And God even gives us the very air we breathe. There's a lot of sin that's committed because of unthankfulness. Or an ingratitude of the heart. Think about it. Kids who don't mind. They ought to be grateful they have a roof over their head. We remind them of it every once in a while, don't we? See, our kids don't run away, at least the boys don't, because they'll get hungry at some point and come back to the table. Right? I won't pick on the middle child because then he'll feel like I picked on the middle child and I'll hear about it from here on out. But ingratitude, unthankful. As man, or mankind, we are naturally not thankful people. We're ungrateful. In other words, gratitude is not a part of our nature. I like what Curtis Hudson said this. He said, anything you have to be taught to do is not a part of your nature. And anything you do without being taught is a part of your nature. Right? A duck can swim. It's part of their nature. A cat? No. Though we'd like to take all cats. You can email me. I'd take it. Oh, no, some of y'all didn't get what this meant. My dad has a cat that he thoroughly loves, and that cat is nothing but a dog. He calls him a dat. A dog cat. I am so allergic to him. And I can't, anyway. But a cat doesn't naturally, anyway, it will fend for its life, but it's not come natural. Can a child swim naturally? No, you have to teach a child how to swim. But a child can be taught to swim, even though it's not a part of their nature. And as we effectively raise our children, we're teaching them. We're teaching them things that are contrary to their nature. We are sinners by nature. We are selfish by nature. It comes natural to do those things which are selfish. It is natural to be ungrateful. But it is an unnatural thing to be grateful. No child was ever born with gratitude in his heart. They had to be taught to say thank you. A child has to be taught to say thank you over and over and over again. Amen? And they ought to be taught to say that. Thank you. At the restaurant today, I tried every time the waitress put something on the table, I tried to say thank you every time. It's just, I've been taught that. It's just to do that and to be try to be thankful. When a child is given something and he's made to say thank you, especially when they're young, they ought to be made to say thank you so that they're taught to be a thankful person. But many times as they are young, that's not real gratitude, but they're being taught to be that way. I've used this little story before. This is a Curtis Hudson story. It says, a lady gave a little boy a piece of cake. And he said, oh, thank you, ma'am. And she replied, oh, I like to hear little boys say thank you. Right away, he said, if you'll give me another scoop of ice cream, I'll say it again. We have an ungrateful nature, but we ought to be thankful. How are we to have a thankful heart? How are we to have a thankful heart? A person can never be genuinely thankful until he recognizes where things he possesses come from. In other words, when we get to the place in our own lives where we understand that everything comes from God, it will absolutely help us to be thankful. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Everything we have comes from God. Everything. Everything. Our jobs, our homes, our health, our families, everything comes from God. I've mentioned several times over the years about the first house me and my wife lived in. And somebody brought it up the other day, and they were trying to compare the house they were living in to the house that me and my wife lived in. I saw their house, and I'm like, you just need to see the one we first were raised in, first lived in. And I went by there here the other day, and usually if I'm in Bowie and I have any time, I'll go by there and see if it's still standing. And of all the houses on the block, it's the only one standing. How in the world is that the case? There's an electrical company behind it. The electrical company's bought all the houses on the block and tore them all down except that one. And they've got it. They got electrical stuff all stored in it, and the windows are broke out of it, and all sorts of stuff. But it's still standing. It's still there. And we moved into that house for free. A friend of ours owned it and let us have it for free. And you could see outside the doors, the cracks around the front doors. You could see outside. The crack was that big. We stuffed newspaper in it to. Some of y'all have heard these stories along. But, around the bathtub, there's a big old crack around the bathtub about that big. And so the air, it was a pier and beam house, so the air under the house just came in while you didn't have a shower. It's just a bathtub. And the bathtub floor was just, plywood. And there was no doors in that house except the front and the back door. All the doors in the bedrooms were gone. And we just hung a curtain, with nails. Nails tacked into the, I'm just talking about just nails. It was a good experience. I've told you the story about getting up one morning. We had a bee problem. There was a hornet nest that had built itself in the wall of that house, the front outside wall, a big hornet nest. And so one morning I got up and put my jacket on, and a hornet stung me in the back. And I said, all right, I'm going to get rid of those. So when I got home, took some gasoline, pumped that house full of gasoline. I wonder now if just one little spark, that house would have been gone like that. But I grew up, you killed wasps and yellow jackets and whatever else. You killed them with gasoline. That's how you killed them. I never knew there was some spray you could buy somewhere. Didn't know that till yesterday. I'm just kidding. I remember my great-grandpa. And my great-grandpa, farmer, up in Duncan, Oklahoma, where my parents live now on that farm. When I was a kid, must have been 6 or 7, and I always went out in the evenings when I was up there to check the hogs and the goats, and then we go over and we check the hen house and gather the eggs. And I'll never forget my great-grandpa just kind of walking along. There was a yellow jacket nest as you entered the hog pen, and he just knocked it down with his... And those things were flying around him. He just kept on walking like there was nothing. Anyway, made an impression on me when I was a kid. Has nothing to do with this story. But that first house we lived in, I think about that first... And I drive by every once in a while. I just want to remember how good God's been to me. And I do it for the memories as well. But, man, every time I go by there, I said, we were there. And then the next house we lived in wasn't much better. And then the next house, for the first 3 or 4 years, you know, I remember. And I still, in fact, most of you know, I am a pack rat like crazy. I still have, Brother John helped one time unload some stuff. Anyway, I still have all my checkbooks from 20 years ago. And so I opened a box the other day, was cleaning up in the garage, opened a box the other day that had those particular checkbooks from 1992, 93, 94. And I've told these stories, but it had been years ago. And I'm telling you, I go through those checkbooks. None of y'all have kept your stuff that long? I still got them. Still there. I haven't thrown them away yet. Checkbooks. You know, you go to the end of the week, 92 cents. The next week, I'm not exaggerating at all. I'm not for effect or nothing. I'm telling you, you know, $1.85. You know, and those first 3 years of marriage, just how close it was every week. And it wasn't always that close, but most of the time, you know, you go through and you look at what you spent your money on. Dairy Queen. Allsup's burritos. When I was in college, Allsup's burritos and a toss-up. Two burritos and a toss-up for like $1.50. That may have been cheaper than that. I don't remember. It was cheap. I think $1.29 or something way back then. They were amazing. I still go by every once in a while and get me one now. I love them. In fact, I went by about 2 weeks ago and I took a picture of it and sent it to my brother just for the memories. Just thinking about where you came from. And most of you would have the same stories. Most of you, when you first got married, you know, most of us, you know, struggled a little while. And I don't know that we ever stopped completely struggling, but we all have similar stories. And just tonight, think about where you're at now. Think about where you're at now, how God has blessed you. Me and my wife first getting married, you know, of course, no kids in the first 2 years. And think now of three boys and the blessings of having a family, the blessings of having children, the blessings of having children. Amen. I'm glad I have God meant for us to enjoy, not endure life. And we ought to enjoy. We ought to be thankful for where God has put us and be grateful. Everything we have comes from God. And God wants us to feel gratitude. And we should not take His blessings for granted. He owns it all and He gave it to us. None of us are self-made. Only a wicked, selfish person would think they're self-made. God directs our lives. God has blessed us abundantly. Psalm 103 verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." We should not forget where the blessings come from. "There shall be showers of blessings." Yes. Oh, that today they may fall, but for most of us, they've already fallen. And they continue to fall. And we ought to be thankful for the many blessings. We ought to be thankful for our salvation. By the way, in our salvation, and because He created us, He's the rightful owner of our lives. He's the creator of all things. As I said before, Acts 17 says He holds our very existence in His hands. In Him, the Bible says in Acts 17, in Him we live and move and have our being. The right of our Creator to our own life, that He has bought us, the Bible says, by His blood. The basis for thanksgiving is recognition that everything comes from God. That's the basis. Reminding ourselves that God has been so good to us in giving us all things. As we think about it, we should be thankful for all things. I don't mean to belabor the point, but just to remind you that God has given us all things, and we should be thankful for all things, the good and the bad. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Listen, God works all things together for our good. And whether there be good or bad in our life, we ought to be thankful for them. And, you know, it's so easy to be thankful when things are going good, aren't they? It's easy to be thankful when there's money in the bank and there's health and wealth and prosperity. But man, when things go wrong, it's hard to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful in all things. I really believe this, and I don't have time to develop the point, but I really believe sometimes God allows us to continue in the trial many times because we're not getting victory in the trial because we can't bring ourselves to be thankful for it. Sometimes in the trial, we just need to sit down and say, Lord, I know you're doing this for my good. Lord, help me to be thankful for all things that you do in my life. I'm not saying that you going through a trial and continue to go through a trial is because of that, but sometimes if you have an ungrateful heart, God can and will belabor the trial until you get victory in that area. Right? For instance, we say that we can go through trials because of sin in our own life. Well, sometimes the sin in our own life is thanklessness, not being thankful. We ought to be thankful in all things. How are we to do that? How do we abound in thanksgiving? And we ought to be a thankful people. I've used this one before too, but I like it. It says, a preacher once asked a man, how are you getting along? His reply was, pretty good under the circumstances. And the preacher said, what are you doing under there? We're not supposed to be under our circumstances. We're supposed to be on top of them. Right? We ought to be thankful. What does thanksgiving mean? What does thanksgiving mean? Well, in the Anglo-Saxon language, it means thankfulness. Thanksgiving, being thankful. Thankful means thankfulness. It's again, the more you think, the more thankful you will be. Just like me driving by, 200 Ushery Street in Bowie, Texas, and looking at the house that me and my wife lived in the first few months of our marriage, it helps remind me where we were, physically speaking. When I see my children, it reminds me of how God's been so good to me, right? So it's good to think about what's going on. So many times somebody come into our office and want counseling, and they're going through some trial. And I don't know how many times I've asked them to do this. I know it's simple, but it is good to do this every once in a while. Just sit down one time and write all the bad stuff on one side and all the good stuff on one side. It won't take you very long. I promise. It won't take you very long at all before the good far outweighs the bad. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And you'll be surprised what the Lord hath done. I'm telling you, as you count those blessings, it'll just begin to add up unbelievable. And so if you're down tonight, I challenge you. Go count them. Start thinking. Start thinking. And in thinking, you will be thankful. You will be thankful. The more we think, the more thankful we'll be. Thankful again for our families. Thankful for my kids. Thankful, give my testimony, thankful for my wife. Thankful for my parents and my dad. Thankful even for my in-laws. Thankful how great and good God has been to me. Thankful for health. Thankful I can still walk up these stairs. Thankful that I can still see. Thankful. Thankful that I don't have high blood pressure. No. Thankful. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for longtime friends in the audience tonight. Thankful for friends that I was raised with, born and raised with, and still trying to influence today. Thankful for my salvation, being saved at the age of 6 years old, bowing the knee in my pastor's office. I'm thankful that I can sleep at night knowing that if I were to die, heaven would be my home. I'm thankful for these things. And we ought to be thankful, again, by thinking. That's how to be thankful. Psalm 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We ought to come to God. And as we come to God, we ought to, instead of right away asking him for stuff, is to be thankful. On Wednesday nights, we come every Wednesday night and we take prayer requests, which is fine. And about 95% of those prayer requests are usually related to someone being sick or a death in the family or something like that. And sometimes we will have a praise here and there, and we always encourage you. If you have an answer to one of those prayers, please let us know. We want to thank the Lord for the answer to prayer. And we ought to be thankful in all things, whether it be good or bad. And we ought to at least have an update of how things are going. Be thankful. And so tonight I just want to give you the opportunity. We'll get Brother Fiesler to a couple of mics and maybe one on each side of the auditorium. If you just like to raise your hand and say, I'd like to just give a small testimony. We're not looking for a sermon, but Brother Kelly's not here, so we wouldn't get that anyway. But I'll pick on him since he's not here. But certainly just a time of being thankful. You can just raise your hand and give a short testimony. Anybody like to do that? Raise your hand. Come on, somebody has to start it. Brother Lassiter.
Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things, Pastor. Most of all, my salvation, my family, my mother and father, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that we've got such a great, great God.
Amen.
That loved us before we ever loved Him. The list goes on, Pastor.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for this church. Amen. And for everyone that's here tonight.
Amen.
And for those that are not here.
Amen.
Amen.
We certainly want to be in prayer. I know we have a lot out tonight already traveling, so let's remember our church family in prayer. Thank you, Brother Lassiter. Anyone else?
Pastor, I want to say I'm thankful for Christ who died for me and gave His Son that we could, Christ died for us. And I want to thank the Lord for this church and for the members here, for the saints we have in our family here that I can look up to and say, Lord, that's an example for me. And I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for all of our members. I thank the Lord for my wife, my family. I thank my Lord for everything. I can't give enough thanks.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Brother McNeil?
Well, likewise, thankful for my salvation and thankful for my family, our children and our grandchildren. And thank you. Thankful for the wife that God gave me. He first made her my neighbor, and he knew that's what I needed, so he just put her in my backyard.
Amen.
But this time, 2 years ago, I had just learned that I was going to need open heart surgery, and God brought me through that completely, and my health is great as far as I know, and doing well, and
Amen.
I'm just so thankful for all that God has done. And I'm thankful for our country. We've lived in other countries, the Philippines, where conditions are very different from the way they are here in the United States. And when I think back upon things that we saw there and what we have in this country that God has blessed us with, you can be nothing but thankful.
Amen. That's why we're continually reminded. We complain about America, and there are things that are definitely wrong. But compared to the rest of the world, God, we have it so good. God's been so good to us.
Hi, I just want to stand up and say I love the Lord tonight. He has brought me through a lot, most of which I'm not proud of, but He did bring me back to Him. He has given me a loving family. He's given me a loving husband that will stand up for Christ in his life. And he does obey. Every week he's in there doing the checkbook, you know. And it's just so amazing to me of how, you know, he's so reverent. And I'm thankful for this church. I have grown so much since I've been here, more than I ever have in my life during the, how long have I been here, 7 or 8 years?
A long time.
Yes, a long time. But I'm so thankful, so, so thankful.
Hey.
And there are so many people here that I wouldn't have a second thought about going to them and asking for guidance, for their wisdom, maybe on something that I need.
Man. Just adults right now. Okay. Anyone else? Brother Tim?
Of course, I would like to thank our Lord and Savior for my salvation. My parents being raised in a Christian home, even though that isn't 100% guarantee that you'll always be in church, but what God has done in my life over the years, allowing me to serve at our church for several years, which was a great blessing and still is a blessing. But what He's done in Carla's life, and I mean, all the sickness that she went through,
yeah.
You know, and she's doing fine now, as far as I know. I thank God for both my children and what they've become and what God has done in their lives and my grandkids. And like others have said, just how the list continues to go on. But I would like to say that the blessings that God gives me when I do get to serve, there's still people here that God has given special talents to, and they're missing out on those blessings.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't do it. Don't miss out. It's such a blessing to get to serve God.
Amen.
And I thank God for our church, for you, and all the members over the years that my family and I have known. So thank you, Lord, for everything.
All right, don't be shy. Anybody else? John.
So my turn, right? I'm thankful for this church, the family, that's what y'all are, family. Thankful for the school, the change in my kids' lives. From, I don't know, the Tramar family, their leadership. That's, Brother Scott, has meant a lot to me. I'm thankful he's okay.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Aaron. Thankful for my children. Most of all, just what God's done through this church from the start to where we're at now. I'm really excited about that building back there. But just, I'm thankful for the new members, the new family that I get every time someone joins.
Even Brother Claire?
Absolutely, that guy over there is cool. Just, I'm thankful for the Wiggins being back.
Man.
I'm thankful for just family that has gone away and come back, and just the atmosphere here. I'm grateful to God for that. Thanks.
I'm glad as we've grown that the spirit of family has still retained. It's amazing how it has. And God's so good to us.
Rock Christ Jesus in this world of turmoil.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my wife and my family. And I'm also thankful for a pastor that has his feet planted in the right place.
Miss Sonia down here. We are thankful, Brother. If you didn't hear, Brother Scott went home Sunday evening and is doing some better. And we're just praying the medication, everything works well for him.
I'm thankful for my salvation. I was saved when I was 11, and I'm thankful that I got to grow up in a Christian home and go to a Christian school and now serve in a Christian school. And I'm thankful that we got to come to this church and appreciate everyone just taking us apart and making us feel like we've been here forever and loving on our kids. And we are thankful for all the things that God's brought us through, even in the last weekend with Scott and his health. And I want to thank him for just providing ways that we did not even see, and it's been a blessing to see him work even at times when we've been overwhelmed. And I'm thankful for my children, even the middle one. And I'm thankful for all the children we get to love on through the school and things like that. Yeah. They're a huge blessing to us. And we feel so inadequate to be a part of it, but we're thankful for how God's just worked in incredible ways there.
Brother McCullum.
I'm thankful that the Lord brought me my wife and gave me three good kids and give me this church. Because I needed it. And thank all of you for praying for me while I was sick. And just love all of you.
Man. We love you, Brother McCullum. Ma'am.
As most of you know, I live in Wichita Falls, and I'm just here visiting with my family. But I've had the opportunity in the last few weeks to work with the Meals on Wheels program there in Wichita. And what they call the Rainbow House is children in need and children that go without. And it just, being there opened my eyes so much for all the kids that are less fortunate. And thankfully, my family, in God's blessing, I've never had to deal with that. And I have a daughter now, and I don't know what it's like to really have to suffer, live paycheck to paycheck. So I'm thankful for all the hard work that my parents have done and have instilled in me, and thankful for my salvation, and thankful for September 11th. I know all those people had to die, but it opened up my family's eyes, and now we're all saved and on our way to heaven, and if it weren't for that day, none of us would be, so
yeah.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Anyone else? Still got a few minutes? Brother Hank?
I'd like to thank the Lord for my salvation, first of all, like most of you, and for the work that the Lord's doing in my wife's health. I praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for this church. I just feel real good here.
Man.
I sense God's presence when I'm here.
Man.
So for the school, it's a blessing. As you know, we used to have to take her to another school quite a little ways here, and I prayed a lot about that. And I praise the Lord that the school's here now, and for the Travers, for everyone here, for the Wiggins. I just love them, and I just praise everyone here, and praise the Lord for everything.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my wife, us founding this church, and my little girl get baptized. This coach said,
"Amen." She's going to get baptized this Sunday morning. Don't forget. Get baptized this Sunday morning. Amen. Anyone else? Miss Carla?
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep my composure. I'm just thankful for God's mercy and grace upon my life. He could have taken it. October 13th, 2011. I'm thankful for my church family and for being there for me, coming and visiting every week. Thankful for my spouse, Tim. He's had to deal with a lot of changes since that time. I know I've got more written down here, but I'm just very thankful.
Amen.
And
we're thankful for the Abrams. And Miss Carla, I know some of our new members wouldn't know, but Miss Carla was our church secretary for 5 years and so faithful. Our first secretary, so she had to deal with being the one who kind of got things started off, and appreciate her. And then 2011, had a lot of health problems, almost died, and and we're so glad she's still around. and what a blessing she has been to myself and this church over the years. We appreciate, love you, Miss Carla, very much. Anyone else? All right, that'll be good. And it's good to be thankful. And I think there's biblical principles behind giving a testimony and giving it out loud. It's not just about being seen, but it is about being heard, being thankful, and then being an example to some of the other people that are in here. Right? Amen. I didn't want to say who they were. Just it's good to have got children in here. Being thankful. We ought to be thankful. And how do we to be thankful? We're to be thankful by being thankful. Think about the things that God done. I want to encourage you. I was reading over again the history of Thanksgiving as I was studying tonight and just being reminded that the governor called for a time of Thanksgiving, that first governor, and said, and by the way, his calling to be thankful was to be thankful to God. That was his exact words. Thankful for God to bring them through that first winter. Thankful to God how God provided for them. It was a thanksgiving to God. To God. And so let's remind our children, our grandchildren, as we do at Christmas, about reminding them of the Savior who came. Is remind them that we ought to be thankful to God for what He's given us and what He's given to us. Be thankful. Remember, we are given all things by the Lord, and we ought to be thankful in all things, the good and the bad. All right? Let's have a time of invitation, and we'll do that. Let's all stand. Hymn 162. Hymn 162. Lord, I'm coming home. Maybe something said tonight. You may just want to come down and pray and just thank the Lord and whatever you... Lord, has laid upon your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for, again, your love for us and the blessings that you've so richly bestowed upon us. We're so thankful for our church family. And Lord, we pray tonight that we would be a thankful people. And we'll thank you again, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing hymn 162, Lord, I'm coming home.
I wandered far away.
Now I'm coming home.
Of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home. Coming home. Evermore to roam. Open wide thine arms above. Lord, I'm
ought to be a thankful people. Standing. I think I can do it quick enough. I didn't mean to point Brother Claire out tonight. I want to apologize to him personally. I meant to point him out. I do want to say I appreciate Brother Hank tonight and Brother Lance Morgan tonight giving a testimony of new members, newer members, and just reminding as the church family grows that we're all a family and praying for each other. Speaking of Brother Hank and praying for his wife, Miss Susan Cardenas, as she continues to recover from her surgery. Being prayer for Miss Vicky, it was good to see her here Sunday. Remember her in prayer if you would. Dr. A.V. Henderson, Brother Hunsberger's dad did go home, and so but keep him in your prayers. We're glad to hear a praise there. Mary Biddle, keep Mary Biddle in your prayer. Just health issues and sick there. Remember her. And it's good to see Miss Judy feeling better and here tonight. And remember Howard Emoting Shields, just again, overall health. Miss Jenny Cox was out tonight. She had a root canal done today and some other things. It said she was a little loopy. He was scared about coming tonight, afraid. Anyway. And then remember the Charles Slayton family. Remember Miss Virginia. And this is a couple I've been married a long time and just a sweet couple. And so remember Miss Virginia in prayer. She's not in good health either. In fact, she was actually the worst of the two. And so if you would remember them in prayer. And we'll get the email out as quick as we know what's going on. No organized visitation Saturday. No teachers and workers meeting tonight. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And let's be thankful people. And might do some of you good just to sit around. Well, do all of us good to sit around and think a little bit. Think a little bit how God, how good God's been to us. He has been so good. Brother Bubba, Day, would you come up and dismiss us, please? And I seem to rely on the left side, don't I, on Wednesday nights? Tell you what, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Next Wednesday night, we're going to try to go to the right side for final prayer. I'm in a mood tonight. Have a great Thanksgiving. And be careful on the roads. Amen.
Yeah. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Father, we are here with thankful hearts. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Father, we thank you for the things you've given us that we're not really deserving of, Father. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for our church members that are here tonight, Father. And Father, we ask that you be with us and lead us and guide us. And Father, keep us safe over the holidays. For it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen.